Distinguished Mr. President, at the outset, I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment to this post and reassure you of the full readiness of my delegation to constructively work with you. The Russian Federation believes that amended Protocol 2 is a very important element of the CCW that establishes an effective mechanism of restrictions on the inappropriate use of landmines that for many countries is a legitimate and necessary means of ensuring their security. The key conditions for harnessing the potential of the protocol lies in its universalization, as well as in the strict and full compliance with of its provisions at the national level. At international events being held with relevant Russian agencies, we continue to promote this instrument and draw attention to the importance of its universalization. Every year, we submit in a timely manner our reporting under AP2, where we provide updated information on the results of the work of the engineering troops of the Russian Federation, including in Syria, Laos, and Nagorno-Karabakh. These efforts are the contribution of my country to the implementation of AP2. In addition to that, over the reporting period in the armed forces of the Russian Federation, events related to respecting the technical requirements of landmines were continued, and this includes anti-personnel mines and MOTAPAMs, and also new, more effective versions or ways of detection and neutralization of mines were developed. We believe that this work is a very important prerequisite to reduce the mine threat to civilians and military servicemen. Special attention we have been giving to improving the means and methods of providing information to civilians on areas where military activities are taking place and also on the use of mines. We carried out public awareness work in secondary schools and with civilians related to the threat of mines and explosive devices and also on the ways to behave when explosive devices are found. We find that calls to resume the discussions here in this forum of the issue of MOTAPAMs are unreasonable. Today, the main reason for losses amongst combatants and civilians are IEDs and not mines other than anti-personnel mines. The potential threat from these mines does not exceed the one that is represented by other forms of weapons. And this conclusion was reaffirmed by experts who were invited to participate in the meeting of experts on AP2 and Protocol 5, which was held in August of this year. In this respect, we are against any resumption of separate expert work on the problems of MOTAPAMs. The use of such mines has been already regulated in a sufficient way by AP2, and would like to stress that scrupulous compliance with the provisions of AP2 will respond to existing humanitarian concerns. At the same time, I would like to urge states parties to AP2 to focus our efforts on a more timely challenge, namely the IED challenge. The Russian Federation fully supports the continuation of discussions here in the forum on AP2 of the issue of the IEDs, which today represents one of the most significant humanitarian threats. And this has been clearly demonstrated by the efforts taken by the engineering troops of the Russian Federation on the territory of Syria. Out of all the mines neutralized by our servicemen, one-third was represented by IEDs. We'd like to thank coordinators on IED issues for the work that was carried out this year, including the work aimed at updating the questionnaire to combat these devices in order to promote international cooperation. We do hope that it'll be approved by states parties to AP2 during today's conference. We also welcome your efforts, Mr. President, to update the IED declaration from 2016, for consideration during the upcoming SICS review conference of the CCW. We'll provide more detailed comments on the issue of IEDs during a separate statement that we'll be making under agenda item 10. We do not need any need to develop any additional new norms and carry out separate expert-based work under AP2 to the CCW on the question of the use of explosive devices in heavily populated areas. We believe that any resolution of questions related to the use of explosive devices lies in the scrupulous compliance with the existing provisions of international legal instruments.
Okay, you finished?
Yes, just a few words. We believe that all the solutions related to the use of explosive devices lies in the scrupulous compliance with the existing provisions of international legal instruments, including the CCW and its protocols. Thank you.